Chapter 24, 1781, Providence, Rhode Island. Titled, The 1781 Providence Convention. Purpose. The country was frustrated with its inability to solve its many problems, such as funding and supply of the war effort, price and labor inflation, and foreign trade restrictions. The discussion would also include Vermont's request to join the Union and the inclusion of French military representatives stationed in Providence. Call and subject. Before closing the Hartford Convention, November 21, 1780, the commissioners agreed to meet again in Providence, Rhode Island. The subject would be military affairs. Later, the call was expanded to include an invitation to the French military stationed in Providence and Vermont's request for statehood. A letter was sent to the other states by Governor Trumbull of Connecticut, announcing the call's expansion and the meeting date of April 12, 1781. However, only a few were in attendance. Massachusetts then reset the start date on June 12th for the convention to begin on June 26, 1781. Date and location. The convention met for 2 days from June 26 to June 28, 1781, in Providence, Rhode Island. Attendance. 4 states sent 5 commissioners. Connecticut 1, Massachusetts 2, New Hampshire 1, Rhode Island 1. Principals. The convention chose Jabez Bowen of Rhode Island as president and one of its own members, Justin Ely, Massachusetts, as clerk. Convention protocol. The call was expanded before the convention met. 2 of the 5 delegates were veterans of previous conventions. The protocol continued as previous conventions. 1 state, 1 vote, rules, delegate selection, etc. The rules show that Bowen of Rhode Island was paid. Unusual occurrences. The call was expanded to include the request of Vermont to be admitted to the Union. Only part of the group showed up for the first call of April 12, 1781. The French military representatives did not. A letter admonishing the delinquent states was sent. Then Massachusetts called the second and successful convention. Historically, the convention selected a non-delegate as secretary, but this was one of the few times they chose one of their own to act as clerk. Conclusions. This second Providence Convention made several supply recommendations and disbanded after its second day. It acted administratively very much like previous conventions.